I think the main reason Steve asked me to share is because I really did not want to go on this trip at all. And which is interesting because I've whined out loud for years about how all the mission trips to Latin America are during the school year when I teach, and I can't go, and I want to go, and I want to go. And then this one came up, and I thought, I don't want to go. I do not want to go. I didn't want to go because I've never traveled with people I didn't know, and that just terrified me. Because really, I knew Shane and I knew Taylor. That was it. I am an introvert, which is hard to understand when you realize that I teach 3 classes a day and I talk to people all the time. But being around people drains me. It just leaves me with no energy. And I'm used to anywhere between 2 and 5 hours alone every night. I live alone. And I thought, oh, my God, people 24/7. I tend to isolate when my life is difficult. And for those of you on the prayer chain, you know the saga of my life. You all know the saga of my life, and it's been rather challenging for the last 2 years, so I'd been doing a lot of just not being around people. My Spanish is really, really rusty. If you don't speak Spanish, it sounds really, really good, but it's not. I haven't interpreted in 20 years. I've spent the last 15 years speaking Spanish 1 and Spanish 2 in my classes, so, you know, hola, Paco, que tal, I can handle that. And the door-to-door thing, to me, that's cold call selling. And I will starve before I ever take a sales job. I can't take the rejection. I can't. So that just was like, I can't do this one, Lord. And really, to tell you the truth, I didn't think I had anything to offer other than the Spanish. But what I knew was that all of these things were based on pride and fear. Two of the issues I've been dealing with forever. And, you know, one of the reasons I went was also pride, because I knew I'd been whining publicly for years about not getting to go on a mission trip, and God just trumped me, and he just said, here it is, it's summer, you're not working. Also because I knew Steve was counting on me, because he asked me to, and I said I would, so I couldn't get out of it. I mean, how would that look to people? Also, I went because of obedience. I knew that the Lord wanted me to go, so I needed to be willing. I needed to be willing so that I could please him. I needed to be willing so that I could grow up a little more. And for me, growth in Christ and in life always entails pain and always entails humility and always entails fear. And if I let fear or pride stop me, I don't ever do anything. I would just sit in my house, which I did for many years before coming to know the Lord. So, you know, I went. And I'm really seriously going to tell you, up until the last minute, I kept thinking, you know, Tina should go. Tina went last year. Tina wants to go. I think Tina should go. But I did. I went. And, you know, it's really amazing what the Lord did for me through this trip. He allowed me to get to know some really incredible people. I never would have known Bryson. I wouldn't have gotten to know Jared. I would probably not have gotten to know Steve, who, I mean, you know, he's your pastor, but I didn't know the man. I know his wife. And I would never have met Lisa, who is just an incredible friend to me now. He showed me again how incredibly mightily he works in my life and in other people's lives, if we are just willing. And, you know, one day Lisa and I will sit down and put day by day on paper. But I got to tell you, if you heard Steve last week, he only hit the tip of how the Lord worked. The van would start, the van wouldn't start. We would have water at the house, we wouldn't have water at the house. I mean, when the Lord wanted something to happen, he would just arrange the circumstances and narrow our paths in such a way that we had to go where he wanted us to go and do what he wanted us to do. He put me in a position to see that he could supply the Spanish where I don't have it. Really quickly, the first night we were in Tecate, the second day, we went to church, and they have a Bible study in the morning, then there's an afternoon break, and then service in the evening. And at the Bible study in the morning, the pastor immediately said to me, well, you can interpret. And I said, no, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. I just can't do it. So he went, well, okay. So he started doing his Bible study, and he interpreted for himself. He'd say a few sentences. And as he was going along, I was able to interpret everything he said, and the Lord just was like, yeah, you can. So I thought, okay. So I said to him, all right, I'll do the second half of this. At which point he said, come and sit up front with me. And I thought, oh, wait, never mind. I don't want to do it. But, you know, there were only, I think, maybe two times when I had to look at him and say, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know where you're going. It was really a phenomenal experience because at one time I was native speaker fluent, but that was 1981. And I didn't use my Spanish for 10 years. Then I started teaching, and so much of it is gone. But I got to see how much is still there. I know that he was able to use me in part because I understand teenagers. I've taught them for 17 years. That was another one of the reasons I didn't want to go on the trip. I thought, oh, I have to teach them again in August. Do I really have to hang out with them? But yeah, I did. And so it was really nice to be able to look at them and understand why they were doing what they were doing and how they were processing things and be able to share that. Another thing that he taught me was that I can actually follow another adult's lead because, there's more reasons I didn't want to go on this trip. One is that I'm really bossy and really pushy, and I just basically know what should happen. And I also knew that it was Steve's leadership. He's my pastor. He's in charge. He's younger than me, but, you know, that probably doesn't mean anything. And, you know, at my house, I'm the person that makes all the decisions and always have been. And at my job, I'm the queen of my classroom. I mean, I get to make the rules and you just have to live with them. So I had to really monitor backing off and letting Steve be the leader. And I was terrified I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't have a whole lot of experience letting other people lead. I'm single. I've lived alone forever. I just do the deal. So that was a really good experience. And I think it made Steve a little uncomfortable at first because I kept saying, okay, I'm not getting any, you know, tell me if I'm, and he's like, no, you're okay, you're okay. I believe that other people will tell you that there were other ways that the Lord used me, but I don't really know. I know I got more out of it than anything I can express. I love the people of Latin America. I love the culture. I love the language. I love the people of Mexico. It's not the first time I've been around the type of poverty we've seen as we've gone on trips like this. Yet once again, I got to remember that really they are richer than we. They are. It's just all pared down to simplicity. It's surviving. It's creating relationship. It's loving each other and loving the Lord. And watching that one more time was good for me because I get lost in the I wants and I can't make this happen and, you know, how do I fix my house? And just all of the stuff that really doesn't matter when you boil it down. So the major ways this has changed me, because, you know, another thing people would always say, oh, go on a mission trip, it'll change your life. And I'd be like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Okay. But it does. It's true. It has renewed my love for the Spanish language, and I want to get my Spanish back. I am already seeking a way to become as fluent as I, or at least close to as fluent as I used to be. It's allowed me one more time to walk through major fears and have the Lord show me that, you know, he'll walk me through anything, especially the stuff I'm scared of. It has renewed my love and my desire to help other people, and really especially the people of Latin America. And it reminded me that no matter what I know about myself and my circumstances, all I have to have is an obedient heart, and the Lord will use me in ways that I don't even know are happening. So it was just a really, really good experience. I'd like to do it again. I'd love to go to Nicaragua, but now it sounds like you guys are going to be going while I'm still in school, so dang. And I want to say this out loud because if I don't say it out loud, I might find a way not to have it happen, but I am offering, and Steve and I have been talking, I would be more than willing to teach Spanish to anybody that wants to get formal lessons going on at church to help with mission trips to Spanish-speaking countries. So I think it would just be really, really, really cool, and maybe we can make that happen.